ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. الحمد لله, we are indeed honored and privileged to be in the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala during this auspicious time of Yawm al-Jum'ah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless this gathering and to accept all of our good deeds during this auspicious time. There are just two announcements. First of all, there are two cars that are blocking driveways that need to be moved immediately. The first one is Haval, and it's a CAA 413-404. That's CAA 413-404. And the second car is CAA 148-558. That's a Toyota, CAA 148-558. So if those people can please just move those cars urgently, as they are blocking some other people to leave. Can I just ask the Jama'ah please to stand and fill up all the gaps from the front? There's a function at the masjid. There was a nikah earlier today, and the masjid is quite full today. So can I just ask the brothers please to stand and fill up all the gaps? And we just like to apologize for the, as the school quad will not be in use today, as inadvertently there was a nikah and a function that's taking place there. So we apologize on behalf of the masjid committee for that. So that's why we need to fill up the gaps. The ladies will be accommodated upstairs, and the men will be all downstairs. So yeah, if you can just fill up all the gaps and keep it nice and tight in the front, and inshallah, Allah will bless the occasion. Our speaker today is none other than the CEO of Islamia College and our Honorable Sheikh Sa'adullah Khan. Without any further ado, I say, wala tafaddal mashkura.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين قال الله تعالى في القرآن الكريم بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض صدق الله العلي العظيم وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله. In the name of Allah, most gracious, most merciful, all praise is due to our Creator, our Cherisher, our Nourisher, and our Sustainer. We bear witness there's none worthy of worship but Allah. We bear witness we believe in all the prophets who came throughout history. And we bear witness that Prophet Muhammad ibn Abdullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, is the final of all the emissaries of Allah. Respected elders, brothers and sisters, respected youth, guests who are from outside, we greet you with the Islamic universal greeting of peace at this auspicious hour of Jum'ah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi ta'ala wa barakatuh. South Africa today commemorates the month of August, and particularly today, due to an event that occurred on the 9th of August 1956, where there was a women's march to the Union buildings. And that happened 68 years ago. And it was primarily in protest against the extension of the past laws. And the march was led by Lillian Ngoyi, Helen Joseph, Sophia Williams de Brain, and Rahima Musa, and who delivered a petition on that particular day to the then Prime Minister Strydom, the apartheid government at that time, at the Union buildings. And throughout the country, over 100,000 people put their names to that petition, and they thereby indicated their anger and their frustration at having their freedoms of movement restricted by the hated official past law system. And for those who may be foreign or those who may be too young to remember, the past laws at that time required South Africans, defined as black by the Population Registration Act, to carry a document at all times, a so-called internal passport, that severely restricted people's movements, and each pass designated a specific urban or metropolitan area, very similar to what Palestinians are going through and worse right now, a system used to control the movement of people of color in this country. And it dictated when and where a person could be and where they couldn't be or where they should be out of by a particular time. And if it was not abided by, people could be imprisoned on the spot. Now, people are remembering this day, and today it's a public holiday due to that particular event. So we see that these kind of fixed memorials, a day or a period, it very often serves as a tribute to a life or lives of people or to an event, and provides a focal point for people to reflect, sometimes to honor those who have stood up for justice and truth, and at times for their resilience, but also as a means of passing on to the next generation the lessons and the experiences that people had of the past. My topic today is the Quranic and historic perspective on women. And I want to bring to our attention the fact that in Islam, the notion of gender, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that all of humankind evolve from one source, or emanate rather from one source. And Allah says in Surah An-Nisa, the opening verse of chapter 4 of the Holy Quran, بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء. O humankind, reverence your guardian Lord, your creator, your cherisher, your nourisher and sustainer, who has created you from a single source and created the like nature of his mate, and from them have scattered innumerable, countless men, innumerable men, women, and children throughout history. And all of us emanate from that one source, from that one pair of male and female. And all of males and females as a collective are integral and integrated components of a society. From our very origin, from our very beginnings, and that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us in the Quran, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضُ. The male believers and the female believers, all these are protectors one of each other. And more than that, that each person, irrespective of their gender, have equal worth in the estimation of Allah. So Allah, for example, does not set values for particular deeds between men and women whereby he preferences one over the other. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in Surah Al-Imran, إِنِّي لَا أُضِيعُ عَمَلَ عَامِلٍ مِّنْكُمْ مِنْ ذَكْرٍ أَوْ أُنْثَى. Allah does not cause there to be a diminishing, a belittling, or suffer any loss in the work or in the fruits of the labor or the efforts of anyone, whether they are male or whether they are female. Now, one of the most problematic issues among religious people in particular is somehow we misconstrue culturally inherited chauvinism, as part of our religion. And that is why you'll find, for example, there'll be absolutely no issue of women attending mosque here, and there'll be other parts of the country where it's an absolute no-no. And the question then arises, from where does this arise? I do not want to go into the fiqh aspect of it. But why is it that in one society, in one system, it is not an issue at all, and it becomes a major issue somewhere else? So sometimes, may Allah bless everyone for the understanding and the interpretation, but sometimes there are cultural constraints, cultural impositions upon the way we see our religious tradition. Allah clearly tells us that we are members of one and the same human race as human beings, and therefore equal to one another in our common humanity. And therefore, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ. The most noble of you, irrespective whether you're young or old, male or female, that is not in any way an indicator of your piety or your righteousness, which after all counts the most. Because إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ. Allah judges you by your taqwa. And here, he says, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ يَتْقَاكُمْ. The most righteous among you are those, right, the most honorable in the estimation of Allah are those who are most righteous, irrespective of their gender or their age. Now the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabi wa sallam's wife, Salma, one of the personalities that outlived quite some time, even after the time of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, she was approached by some women among the companions, the wives of the companions, who felt that some men at that time were given the impression that men, the men folk, were somewhat privileged by the flow of the language, the flow of the revelation. They felt that way, though it wasn't that way. But the feeling was that some of the men felt that way, and some of the women came to the wife of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam and told her about it, and she approached the Prophet. And three verses were revealed regarding the correction of that misperception. Three verses. Among them was this particular verse in Surah Ahzab, where Allah specifically emphasizes the equal worth, innal muslimina wal muslimat. Allah could have said innal muslimina wal mu'mineen. It means all believers, all male, all people of faith, all believers, qaniteen, sadiqeen, those who are humble, those who are subservient, sabireen, those who are patient. It means all, male, female, everyone. But it's specifically emphasized in response to the kind of attitude that people had. So Allah says in this verse, 10 specific categorizations of male and female. He says, إِنَّ الْمُسْلِمِينَ وَالْمُسْلِمَةَ وَالْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ وَالْقَانِتِينَ وَالْقَانِتَاتِ وَالصَّادِقِينَ وَالصَّادِقَاتِ وَالصَّابِرِينَ وَالصَّابِرَاتِ وَالْخَاشِعِينَ وَالْخَاشِعَاتِ والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات. Those people, whether they are Muslim men, Muslim women, believing men, believing women, devout men, devout women, those sincere and truthful men and truthful women, for those men who are patient and those women who are patient, for those men who humble themselves and those women who humble themselves, for those men who give charity and those women who give charity, for those men who fast and those women who fast, for those men who guard the chastity and for those women who guard the chastity, and those who remember Allah much among the males and those who remember Allah much among the females, أَعَدَّ اللَّهُ لَهُمْ مَغْفِرًا. Allah promises them forgiveness. وَأَجْرًا عَظِيمًا, and a tremendous reward without distinction between male or female, despite mentioning each one of them as a category, but in the conclusion, the reward is the same. So, we find that throughout Islamic history, even from the Quranic narratives, female personalities in the Quran serve as a unique example of good character from which the seeker of truth and the seeker of good character can learn, and along which we can model our own lives. Sometimes you have the notion that, you know, the example of women are for ladies. Sayyidah Hajar is a good example for the ladies, mashallah. Sayyidah Khadija, good example for the ladies. You want a good example for the ladies? Example for all of us. Khadija was the first one to believe. She gave all her wealth for the sake of Islam. She was the first to believe when no one believed. She consoled the Prophet when there was no one to console him. And that's why the Rasul said afterwards, آمنت بي إذا كفر بي الناس وواسطني بماليها إذا حرمني الناس. She was the one who helped me when no one wanted to help me, when she believed in me when no one believed in me. Never mind if she's male or female. It shows that she was a bedrock for the Prophet at that time. And therefore we find categories of women. There are numerous, but just for us to remember how Quran mentions some of them. For example, Sayyidah Hawa, Eve, is the womb of human origin and the symbol of human equality, because through her conception, the birth of humanity and the unfolding of the human race became possible by the permission of Allah. And the verse I recited, in nafsi wahida wa khalaqa minha zawjaha wa batha minhuma rijalan kathira wa nisa, through her womb as a progeny of Adam and Hawa. Allah, for example, mentioned the nurturing spirit, which is a spirit of a caring person. Here it's a mother, but it can refer to the father. And very often in the Quran you'll find, at times Yusuf alayhi salam and Yaqub, but very often father and son, like Ismail and Ibrahim, but Isa and Maryam, Musa and his mother, in the Holy Quran. So here Allah, for example, mentions about the nurturing spirit of the mother of Nabi Musa alayhi salam. And Allah said, وَوْحَيْنَا إِلَىٰ أُمِّ مُوسَىٰ أَنْ أَرْضِعِيهِ فَإِذَا خِفْتِ عَلَيْهِ فَأَلْقِيهِ فِي الْيَمِّ وَلَا تَخَافِ وَلَا تَعْزَنِي إِنَّا رَادُّهُ إِلَيْكِ وَجَاعِلُهُ مِنَ الْمُرْسَلِينَ. Allah comforts her, but she has to part with that child. And the nurturing spirit we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to there. We find Bilqis, the queen of Sheba, who was not a prophet, nor a mother of a prophet, nor a wife of a prophet, but she was an astute leader, an embodiment of astute leadership and of judicious wisdom, as Sulaiman alayhi salam is informed, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala documents that Nabi Sulaiman is informed about this lady. Inni wajadtu imra'atan tamlikuhum wa utiyat min kulli shay'in wa laha 'arshun 'azim. Allah makes a reference to it in the Holy Quran in Surah An-Naml. I found there a woman ruling over them, providing them with every requisite, and she has a throne of magnificence, making reference to the queen of Sheba, Bilqis, who was not a prophet, who was not the wife of a prophet or the mother of a prophet, but because of her astute leadership. Then we find, for example, Hannah and the mother of Sayyidina Maryam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions her. إِذْ قَالَتِ مُرَأَةُ عِمْرَانِ رَبِّ إِنِّي نَذَرْتُ لَكَ مَا فِي بَطَنِي مُحَرَّرًا فَتَقَبَّلْ مِنِّي. When she was bearing Sayyidina Maryam, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes reference to her as an icon of nobility. We find Sayyidina Maryam herself, who is the essence of virtue, despite her being ostracized and humiliated somewhat, or attempt to humiliate her character, and character assassination by those around her. But وَإِذْ قَاتِ الْمَلَائِكَةُ يَا مَرْيَمُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ اصْطَفَاكِ وَطَهَّرَكِ وَاصْطَفَاكِ عَلَىٰ نِسَاءِ الْعَالَمِينَ. Oh, Sayyidina Maryam, Allah says, oh Maryam, the angels confer to her and say, oh Mary, Allah has chosen you and purified you and chosen you above the women of all nations. So we have made reference here now to Sayyidina Hawa, Bilqis, to Hanna, mother of Nabi Isa, Sayyidina Maryam, but also to mention Sayyidina Hajar as a significant role model in Islam. And hers becomes more relevant to us in some ways because all of us reenact her running during the Hajj. So Hajar is an honored matriarch of the monotheism because her father was the patriarch of monotheism, Ibrahim alayhi salam. And it was through her that Ismail alayhi salam was born, through her and Nabi Ibrahim, and that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam was from her progeny. She was a migrant woman, by the way, moving from one place to another place to another place. Her very name Hajar implies the one who migrated. And moving from one place to another, ostracized at times, isolated very often in her life, yet she never gave up. We see reflections of Hajar even today on our screens in the brave women, the mothers, the daughters and sisters in Palestine today. The incident of her running selflessly between the hills of Safa and Marwa, searching for water for the survival of the helpless infant, is reenacted by every pilgrim. There's no Umrah, there's no Hajj without the running of Hajar. So Hajar's courage, not for the women as a woman, is that the example for women? Hajar's courage, her selflessness, symbolizes the celebration of humility, her celebration of hopefulness, and her determined resilience despite odds. And the fact that every one of us, whether male or female, king or pauper, young or old, have to go through, put ourselves on the same plane, at the same place where she ran, and you run that ibadah, you do it, that part of the Hajj, you do it at the very place where she did it, by the way, in her footsteps. And therefore, this is indicative of the equality, the honorability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala places, rather, where there's no discrimination, and it's done. The Hajj is done. The running of Hajar is done where? Not one day the Fajr to Dhuhr is a man, and after Asr to Maghrib is a woman. No. Indicative that everyone is equal, where no discrimination exists on the basis of race, of gender, or age, or social status. The running of Hajar is symbolic of that and an ideal symbol of that. All this symbolic of equality of humanity and the annihilation of racism, of chauvinism, and of superiority complexes that some of us still harbor. Now, we need to realize, and we wish to internalize this reality, that Quran does not privilege men over women in their biological capacities as males, or treat men as the self or the normative and the woman as the others. Though Islam acknowledges the role of responsibility and hence patriarchy, it doesn't imply superiority. There's a difference between the two. I'm responsible for my son, doesn't make me I'm superior to my son, for example. So we distinguish between responsibility and superiority. Some of us, I pay for you, so I'm better than you. It doesn't happen like that. What if you tomorrow, oh, if I'm old tomorrow and my son takes care of me, then who's superior then? Very careful how we equate things. The Quran does not privilege men over women in their capacity as males or females. And at the same time, just because the Quran acknowledges patriarchy or male responsibility does not imply chauvinistic superiority. Many of our knowledgeable ones among us have gained Islamic knowledge, many scholars, at institutions of learning. And these institutions of learning are either named after or founded by great women. Nafisa bint Hassan, the great-granddaughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, was at such a level of scholarship that Imam al-Shafi'i was Imam, he was a Palestinian. He was eventually in Iraq. He was a scholar then. He was a faqih then. And he went to Egypt towards the latter part of his life. And he went to Egypt as a faqih. He studied under Sayyidina Nafisa. In fact, he used to lead his prayer at her mosque. When they took his janazah to be buried, they brought it to her mosque and she prayed over him as well. So she was the teacher of Imam al-Shafi'i, not in his youth. It indicates this transmission of knowledge and learning. Al-Azhar University, named after Fatima al-Zahra, the daughter of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. University of Qarawin, older than Al-Azhar, mind you. Jamia Al-Qarawin is in Fez in Morocco. It was started in 859, 236 years before any university was built in Europe. It precedes Al-Azhar University by over 100 years. 111 years. And its European counterpart, the University of Oxford, came much afterwards, came in 1096. And the first university established in Europe was the University of Bologna in Italy in 1088. And that university, of course, she gave the ground for the masjid and became a university from there, promoting knowledge and so on. And the founder of that was Fatima al-Fihri of Qarawin University. And scholars, Ibn Khaldun studied there. I think one of the popes, if I remember correctly, Pope Sylvester II was a student at that university. The great, brilliant Jewish theologian and philosopher, Moses Maimonides, was a student there. Look at the centers of learning. Look what kind of input these people made, and look how far-reaching was their impact. So reflecting on all of this, there's a dire need for us to introspect and reflect on the positive legacy, on the positive history that we have, the rich legacy of the Quran, and reread the message of the Quran with knowledge and with understanding, that we inculcate respect and accord dignity specifically to our women folk. Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in a hadith documented by Imam Tirmidhi said, أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم. Part of the perfection of a person's faith is the goodness of his character, and the best of people are those who are best to the women. So we are duty bound to acknowledge the cumulative contributions and sacrifices made by men and women throughout history that has enhanced civilization as we know it. And despite all of this, gender inequality still persists. And as people of faith, it is our responsibility to dismantle those unwarranted barriers that have no real foundation, perhaps, in the essence of our faith, that inhibit human beings from reaching their full potential, and to ardently work towards fostering an environment where every woman, where every man and every child, regardless of his or her role, are appreciated, are valued, are respected and recognized. I leave you with the Quranic directive where Allah says in the Quran, وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ بَعْضُهُمْ أَوْلِيَاءُ بَعْضٍ يَأْمُرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَيَنْهَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ وَيُقِيمُونَ الصَّلَاةَ وَيُؤْتُونَ الزَّكَاةَ وَيُطِيعُونَ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ أُولَئِكَ سَيَرْحَمُهُمُ اللَّهُ إِنَّ اللَّهَ عَزِيزٌ حَكِيمٌ. The male believers and the female believers are allies one to the other. They enjoin what is good, they forbid what is wrong, they establish prayer, they practice regular charity, they obey Allah and His Messenger. And on them, Allah will have mercy, for Allah is the exalted in power, the mighty and the wise. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Say Jazakumullah khairan to Sheikh Sarla Khan for that inspirational talk. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us all the understanding and to take heed from what was said here today. Just a couple of two announcements actually. Can I just ask the musallis that are outside? The committee has requested that if they can please just help and assist in rolling up the mats after the salah as they blow away with the strong winds that are out there. And there's one more. And then there's also two cars that need to be moved again, another two cars that are blocking quite urgently. The one is CA479634, and the other one is CAA406659. So that's CA479634 and CAA406659. If you can please move your vehicle urgently, somebody needs to leave, these people need to leave urgently. Jazakumullah khairan. Can I just ask the Jama'ah please to stand? And if you can just fill up all the gaps again, so we can save a bit of time. And all, there's a lot of musallis standing at the back as well. You can all come inside. There's a lot of space inside as well, on both corners as well. Jazakumullah khairan.
Hayya Just once again, inshallah, just fill the gaps, inshallah, so that we don't waste time after the fard, after the khutbah, inshallah. Please fill the gaps.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
Thank you.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله. الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله ولتنظر نفس ما قدمت لغد واتقوا الله إن الله خبير بما تعملون. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إني لا أضيع عمل عامل منكم من ذكر أو أنثى بعضكم من بعض. وقال الله تعالى إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما. صدق الله العلي العظيم. وقال النبي حبيبنا المصطفى صلوات الله وسلامه عليه وعلى أهل بيته وأصحابه إن من أكمل المؤمنين إيمانا أحسنهم خلقا وخياركم خياركم لنسائهم أو كما قال صدقت يا رسول الله. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات فاستغفروه إنه هو الغفور الرحيم. اللهم صل. الحمد لله. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين. الحمد لله الذي لم يتخذ ولدا ولم يكن له شريك في الملك ولم يكن له ولي من الذل وكبره تكبيرا. الله أكبر. الحمد لله. الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله. نحمده ونستعينه ونستهدي ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهدي الله فلا مضل له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا ورسولنا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا وسيدنا وسندنا ومولانا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. قال الله تعالى في شان حبيبي يا أيها النبي إنا أرسلناك شاهدًا ومبشرًا ونذيرًا وداعيًا إلى الله بإذنه وسراجًا منيرًا. فقال الله تعالى مخبرًا وآمرًا قولًا كريمًا إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم انصر إخواننا المجاهدين والمظلومين والمستضعفين في كل مكان خاصة في فلسطين. ربي يسر ولا تعسر فأنت الميسر يا أكرم الأكرمين. اللهم اشف مرضانا أنت شافي، لا شفاء إلا شفاءك، شفاء لا يغادر سقما، وارحم موتانا. اللهم اغفر لحينا وميتنا وشاهدنا وغائبنا وصغيرنا وكبيرنا وذكرنا وأنثانا. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات، ارفع لهم الدرجات وكفر عنهم السيئات برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. ولذكر الله أكبر والله يعلم ما تصنعون. أقم الصلاة.
أشهد أن
لا إله إلا الله استقيموا واستووا اعتدلوا ويرحمنا ويرحمكم الله. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. يا أيها النبي جاهد الكفار واغلظ عليهم ومأواهم جهنم وبئس المصير. ضرب الله مثلا للذين كفروا امرأة نوح وامرأة لوط كانتا تحت عبدين من عبادنا صالحين فخانتاهما فلم يغنيا عنهما من الله شيئا وقيل ادخلا النار مع الداخلين. وضرب الله مثلا للذين آمنوا امرأة فرعون إذ قالت رب ابن لي عندك بيتا الجنة ونجني من فرعون وعمله ونجني من القوم الظالمين. ومريم ابنت عمران التي أحصنت فرجها فنفخنا فيه من روحنا وصدقت بكلمات ربها وكتبه وكانت من القانتين. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين آمين. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أعطيناك الكوثر فصل لربك وانحر إن شانئك هو الأبتر. الله أكبر.
سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله السلام عليكم ورحمة الله
استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم استغفر الله العظيم التواب الرحيم الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم ونتوب إليه ونسألك يا رب التوبة والمغفرة والهداية لنا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وأصحابه وبارك وسلم اللهم أنت السلام ومنك السلام تبارك يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين الفاتحة اللهم رب الناس أذهب البأس اشف أنت الشافي لا شفاء إلا شفاءك شفاء لا يغادر سقما نسأل الله الكريم رب العرش العظيم أن يشفيها حاج شناس واشف مرضى المسلمين جميعا برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين وقال تعالى وننزل من القرآن ما هو شفاء ورحمة للمؤمنين ولا يزيد الظالمين إلا خسارا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.